Dearly beloved, welcome to episode 86 of the Seven Slot Society podcast, the off-road lifestyle podcast that absolutely no one asked for. If you're wondering why the audio sounds like this, well, it's because my Zoom H6 recorder has decided to get an internal short, so it has the most insane static and I can't record anything. You can actually hear it a couple times in this episode. But in this episode, we talk about Circus Hood, the builder of the two-door XJ. He sent me a package with the magazine that he was featured in, as well as a shirt. And we also open up a package from Captain Narkill, old Nick out in Arizona. Love those guys. But I wanted to give you an update on what this episode entails. I hope you enjoy it. We're just waiting on Circus.
Just waiting on Circus.
We're literally just waiting on Circus right now. I'm so excited. Running out of snacks, though. Yeah.
Just waiting. It's okay, Circus. We're on your time. In all actuality, he sent me this two-day mail, and I got it on the 5th. And it's the 19th, so I kind of have been making him wait, but at the same time, I wanted to make sure that I could sit down and actually do this live. So we got this. We also got one from Captain Narkill. Well, it's not from Captain Narkill, but oh, he's live. He's active. Okay, let's see what he says.
Okay, we are going live. Oh, what is up, guys? I missed you. Okay, so what we're going to do today, we have some packages to open up. Circus is going to join us in like 10 minutes. I have a package from him that he sent me on the 5th that I'm very excited about. I also have one from Captain Narkill that we are also going to open up. Hello, guys. I missed you. It's been way too long. What's up, Steven, Jimmy? What's going on? Hello, hello. Audio good? In case you didn't know, we have some hoodies left. For example, this one is a small. This is a pullover. We have some more. It's a medium pullover. We have a couple zips left. We got one orange zip left. This one is a 2X. Let's see. We have a black pullover. I think this one's a small. Most of them are smalls and mediums. And then we have some of the gray with the green. This one is a medium. And the other one is an XL. So, if you're trying to get a hoodie and you haven't been able to, hey, Brady, what's up? Beard is getting a little long. Let's give it a trim. Yeah, man, I agree. Come on over. Oh, Brady says he'll take the orange. Okay, well, then I need to go into the website right now and pull that off the website in case someone orders it between now and when I take it down. I'm trying, Brady. Damn, he is quick. He also texted me. Alright, we're gonna go to products. What is that? Alright, let's get back to what we're doing. Trevor Kate, what's going on? Samantha Mock, hey! Yes, Steve, it has been a while. Ooh, my goodness. Dane, what's going on? James Tate, what's going on? Let me see here. Discussion. So, the Facebook changed something, and the way I see comments is super annoying now, so I apologize. Alright, so like I said, if you are just joining us, I appreciate you giving me a little bit of your... I thought it was Thursday, it's actually Wednesday. That's how my week's going. We have a package from Circus. We'll wait on that one because Circus is actually supposed to join us. That was part of the deal that I would open it up live. So, we will open up this one. This one is from Teespring. Actually, let's start here. Ow, I just cut my nails today. Ah. Jeez. By the way, if you guys see these in the 12-ounce cans, don't buy them. There's something that makes these even more terrible than the big cans, than having it in Something like that. This one is from Captain Narkill. If you do not know who Captain Narkill is, he is a YouTuber that I have been following for quite some time. I don't know. How do I explain him? I don't know. Oh, Circus is in. Yes. Okay. Circus says he's in. All right. Cool. Then we can actually get the show started. Cheers, ladies and gentlemen. There he is. There's Circus. Kelly says, I remember opening my first beer. What's up, RJ? Steve says, do you have any more 2XL? I don't. I think that orange zip was the last 2XL. I can check. I don't want to check right now. But if you check the website has updated on it. Okay, so this first thing is from Captain Narkill. He is a YouTuber who has a YJ. He's been doing YouTube full-time now for I don't know how long, but he's one of those accounts that I've been following since before he was full-time on YouTube. I subscribed to his Patreon. It's just one of those dudes that, like, I fuck with. We haven't met in person. I was actually in one of his videos from King of the Hammers like 2 years ago, and we had meant to meet up. But we were, I don't know, 200 or 300 yards away. I was watching one of his videos. I was like, holy shit, that fat guy's me. But anyway, so I've been interacting with him for a while. I hate Teespring. I absolutely hate Teespring. I hate buying anything from Teespring. But I really, really like Captain Narkill. What's up, Sean? Hoodie, no hoodie pre-order announcement, Sean. Ashley says USPS for the win. They're actually both from USPS. Anyway, this is what I got. One of his big things is it's shitty in the city. He used to live in, what is on my face? I think I have goldfish crumbs on my face because right before we went live, I was taking him down. But he used to live in Seal Beach, I believe it was, in California, and he finally got the fuck out, and he's living in Arizona now. So one of his big things is it's shitty in the city, which I absolutely love. You know, I like a little bit of half and half, a little bit of city, a little bit of getting the fuck out. So go support Captain Narkill. Really love that dude. Brian says fat guy problems. Yes, big facts. Okay, without further ado, this has been, I've had this, like I said, since the 5th. It's now the 19th. So here we go. This is from Circus Hood. This is from the guy who we just did the podcast about. He built the slammed two-door XJ. If you guys haven't listened to that podcast, let me see what episode that is. I'm usually my own worst critic about podcasts, but I think that was one of my better ones. I was prepared. I had questions. So, I don't know. I think you should go check it out. You don't have to subscribe. There is an option to subscribe to the podcast, but you do not have to do that. Let's see. Where did that go? Utah episode 84, 85. Of course, my app isn't updating right now. Fucking classic. It's 80 something, but you should definitely go listen to it. It's 85. See, Circus knows what it is. It's 85. That dude is an elephant dick. I agree. 85. I got it. Oh, what's up, Brandon? What's going on? Okay, so I'm excited about this. So I'm going to stop talking. I'm just going to show you. Okay, so what we got here is, whoa, we got decals, we got all the decals. This is All Time Low magazine. This is the magazine that he was featured in, right here. We got a bunch of decals. Oh, fuck yeah. I like this one. That one's cool. This one says, beer me. What's that say? Drop them. That's a lowrider thing. We got some mini truck cartel logos. So you guys know, like, I'm not a mini truck guy, but when I saw Circus was building this XJ, two-door XJ, I had to get in on it and talk to him. So Steve says, Angel totally fangirls over Circus. I mean, I do too, but come on, Angel, you have Dakota. Yes. Yes, I know, but they're two different realms. Bougie fuck says decals. Oh, because I didn't call them stickers? Oh, my God. Whatever. Whatever. Okay, so let's look at this first before we look at the other thing. So this is it, All Time Low magazine. So when he first said that this magazine came out, I went to go buy a copy, but it was sold out. So during the podcast, I was like, yo, if you have another one, let me know. So he sent me one. So let's go look at this. Bam. Right here on the front. Look at that shit. You see that? Oh my God. So if you have no idea what I'm talking about, can you see that? Let me pull up this software control and make sure you guys can see that. You need to, if you haven't already, this is what we're talking about. This one right here. Oh my God. Okay. So we're going to motor through this. I want to find, he fucking signed it too. Yo. I'm going to frame this shit. Thanks for all the love and support, your mini truck Jeep brother. Fuck yes. Oh my God, dude. 1,000 thank yous, man. Thank you so much. Yes, Steve, and he did sign it. How cool is that? Oh my God. Fucking dope. Oh, so I'm not going to show you everything in here, but there's like a full... That's 1, 2, 3 pages of all this. Once we're done here, I'm going to like sit down and actually read this. I'm not going to show you because that defeats the purpose of a magazine. But holy shit. Yeah, this stuff that's in here, Circus and I talked a little bit about this, about how is certain stuff might not be in our... not our wheelhouse, but might not be in our interest group, but at the same time you can appreciate the work that goes into these things. Oh my God, I cannot wait to like actually go through this. Holy shit. Okay, that's it. I'm gonna go through that later. Oh my God. Yes, hold on. Oh my God, it's so stupid trying to read these comments. Brian said, what issue? This is issue 28, May of 2021. And yes, he did sign it. Sean says, now I need a belly scraping MJ. Yes. Adam is building one. You need to forget him. Not forget him. I read Circus's comment that says, I forget. Well, also, you need to look up Adam Winsky. He is building a MJ that's smashed on its fucking face. What's up, Anthony? Okay. Here we go. I'm super excited about this. Circus, thank you again, dude. Holy fuck. Ooh. This is a nice screen print with these halftones. Look at that. I can appreciate this as a screen printer. Nice. Oh, yes. I was hoping you were going to send me one of these, dude. Look at that. It's fucking Circus is on a shirt. That is amazing. It says, welcome to the Circus, minitruckcartelstore.com. Dude, that is so fucking sick. Yo, what's up, Jason? Yes, Brian, I agree. The MJ is absolutely sick. Slaughtering all the sacred cows. Yes, Mini Truck Cartel. I don't know. There's not a real big, from what I've seen, mini truck scene here. So I don't think I'll get crucified for wearing this. But I am going to wear the absolute fuck out of this. Circus, again, holy shit, dude. Thank you so much. I'm going to wear this all the time. That magazine needs to get framed ASAP. Very, very excited about that. Oh, excuse me. Only live for a little bit longer. I know it's dinner time on a Wednesday, but I wanted to hop on here real quick. What we did is we opened up a package from Captain Narkill. It's Shitty in the City. You can get this on his Teespring site. Normally, I would never say go to Teespring, but... support Captain Narkill because I fuck with that dude. We also got a dope shirt from Circus, the one who's building the two-door XJ that's dumped on its fucking face. He also sent me the magazine that he's in and also signed it. I'm not going to show you what's inside. You already missed it. How's the burn? I will get to that in 1 second. RJ says, my son is looking to build a mini truck for his first vehicle. Not many at all in New Hampshire. I wish I had some advice or something to give to you. I don't. If you want to hit up Circus on Instagram, I'm sure he would be more than happy to answer whatever questions you have. I had 1,000 questions because he was throwing out terms. I didn't know what the fuck he was talking about. Circus says, the truck name for the Jeep is You Wouldn't Understand. Yes. Love that. Kyle says, how's the burn? The burn is actually doing pretty good. I don't have the autofocus on, so you have to see it from here. It's healing up nice. It's mostly all a big scab at this point. Steve says, I miss these lives. I know, man. I need to do more. It's been so fucking hectic. Arnold, miss your face, buddy. There you go. Yep, Circus responding to RJ. I've built many. Arnold says, can we all agree Thomas Ebert is a hating asshole with no friends? Steve says, the 87 Mazda B2000. Yes. You posted that somewhere, and I can't remember where. But, oh, no, you messaged me that. Yes, that's what it was. Circus also has Facebook Messenger. Yeah, if you have questions. I had put off opening these for way too long. I have 1,000 things going on between work. I got involved with the PTA for my kids' school, so I've been doing that. Trying to do some more stuff on the Jeep. So I do editing for other YouTube channels as a side job. So those of you that are subscribed to the podcast, $2.99 a month, I have like a whole bunch of episodes that nobody else can listen to unless you're subscribed. I've been pooling that money together to also work on the Jeep. So if you are subscribed, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Steve said it was on the podcast video. Oh, okay. I gotcha. Jason says, mini trucks is my first love. Now I have Jeeps also. Best of both worlds. Hell yes. 95 S10 and an 88 YJ. Fuck yeah. Aaron Osterman says, I'm going to bag my MG. No. Jimmy says, I love mini trucks. I was thinking about slamming my two-wheel drive WJ. That would be sick. And I think Circus brought up there was a guy that had slammed a WJ. Arnold says, I started doing the suspension on the new XJ and bam, coils backordered till sometime in February. Yep. I was just helping a buddy order some stuff for his JL and everything's backordered until eternity. Foolish habit. What's going on? Kyle says, wonder what the overlap of mini truck guys turned into 4x4 guys is. My first truck was a mini truck, 78 F-150 Crown Vic subframe, 4-linked airbag rear with a big step notch. Never finished it. Story of my life. Yep, for sure. Ray Summers has the body WJ. Yes, so go look Ray Summers up. But I'm going to give you your guys' day back. If this video will be posted onto Facebook and YouTube later, if you want to catch it later or you missed something in the beginning. Also, if you think one of your friends would be interested in this. Like I said, thank you guys. Those of you that have subscribed to the podcast, that means a lot to me. And I'm actually using that money to work on the YJ. So I appreciate it. With that said, I hope you have a great Wednesday night. I'm going to finish this guy. I think this is the shortest live I've ever done. This is 20 minutes and 30 seconds. I'm going to finish this guy. I got a couple more orders to fill. Thank you guys that are doing orders. And I hope you have an absolutely terrific evening. And hopefully this weekend we can go live. And we'll do like a big 2-hour long live. We'll have a fucking party. So cheers, guys. Thank you so much. Carlos, love you, buddy. Hope you guys have a great night.